Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings offseason program continues, and they just completed their annual rookie minicamp, so there's lots to talk about. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from Seth in Bismarck, North Dakota. What players stuck out to you at rookie minicamp? I'll give you three names of guys who look good during the Vikings rookie minicamp. The first is fifth-round pick Stephon Diggs. Looks like a natural receiver, very good after the catch. He was a great returner at the University of Maryland, and you can see why. He's very good in space. Once the ball gets in his hands, he looks like a special player. Eric Kendricks, the linebacker the Vikings took, they played him in the middle during the rookie minicamp. Looks like a natural leader, flows to the ball really well. I can see why he was such a productive tackler for UCLA. He is UCLA's all-time leading tackler, an impressive stat for Mr. Kendricks. And the third name is a quarterback, Taylor Heinicke. Looked like he had a little bit of ability, could drop back and throw the ball very well. It will be fun to watch him learn Norv Turner's offense. The next question comes from Zach in Minneapolis. Which of the Vikings' later round picks do you think could potentially come from the bottom to be a solid player in the future? One name I'm going to keep an eye on is Austin Shepard. He's an offensive lineman the Vikings drafted in the seventh round out of the University of Alabama, won two national titles with the Crimson Tide. I think he has some position flexibility, could play tackle, could play guard, and can play on either side of the line of scrimmage. A guy with that much versatility has a chance to make the team. Our next question comes from Todd. Why didn't we draft a running back or sign an undrafted free agent running back? Well, you can't address every position in the draft and in undrafted free agency, but you got to do as much as you can. When you look at the Vikings running back stable with Adrian Peterson, the best running back in the NFL, on top of one of last year's draft picks, Jerick McKinnon, then you have Matt Asiata, who is re-signed, and you have Joe Banyard rounding out the depth chart, plus a few other guys. The Vikings are set at running back. They can always add more talented players. A team should never be against that, but when you look at the stable the Vikings have right now, it looks pretty good. The next question comes from Nicholas. With Michael Pruitt being so versatile, do you see him playing both fullback and tight end? I do think Pruitt has some versatility, not in that he can play multiple positions, but in that you can line him up all over the formation. You can have him be an inline tight end. You can have him offset from a tackle. You can motion him. You can put him in the slot. You can put him out wide. Pruitt has the ball skills of a wide receiver, and he has versatility, not in that he can be a blocker and play fullback, but in that he can line up all over the field. Norv Turner should find a lot of different ways to utilize the fifth-round rookie. The next question comes from Cameron. What do you think our offensive line depth chart should look like come week one? Well, I think week one is a long ways away, and we have a lot of football to be played to sort all that out. So it's too early to answer it, but I think TJ Clemens, the rookie fourth runner, he'll be in the mix. Maybe Austin Shepard, the guy I mentioned earlier because of his versatility, could round out the depth chart. And of course, old reliable Joe Berger. It wouldn't be a shock to me if he was part of the 2015 team because he can play both guard positions and he can even line up at center if you need him to. The last question comes from Junior. How many wide receivers do you think will make the roster this season? It's too early to tell that as well, but it wouldn't surprise me to see the Vikings with five or six. When you look at the Vikings' crop of wide receivers, of course, you're going to have Mike Wallace, Cordero Patterson, and Charles Johnson. They figure to have a very good shot of making the team and being primary pass catchers. But then when you look at the position flexibility and the special teams ability of guys like Jarius Wright, Stephon Diggs, and Adam Thielen, the Vikings have a very competitive bunch of wide receivers. There are going to be some tough cuts to be made once preseason and training camp are over, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. There are a lot of good players in the wide receiver stable. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six, but we'll be back next week with more questions and more answers. So please submit your questions to the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.